Okay, step number six, heart chakra. Now it's time we start talking about this heart chakra, because the heart chakra and the heart center is so important. It's the bridge between the lower chakras, which are associated with materialistic things and really a much more grounded sense of self, and the upper chakras, which are associated with spirituality. And as the name suggests, this chakra can influence your ability to give and to receive love from others and ourselves. So someone with a blocked heart chakra is going to have a difficult time fully opening to people in their life, but they're also going to have a hard time fully allowing themselves to open and develop as a psychic or as a medium, because they just have so much empathy. And they just feel like either they're helping everyone to no end, or they're too scared, they're too nervous to go for it and to do it. It's located in the center of your chest, just above your heart. And it controls, obviously, love, joy, and inner peace. And the mantra for this chakra is, when I love myself, loving others comes easily. It's a beautiful emerald green. The element is air. And the crystal that it resonates with is the rose quartz. And it typically develops between 21 and 28 years old. So imagine going through life with your heart chakra, and it's just starting to open up, but you have no idea what is going on. Because for some reason, it's not the norm to learn about what your chakras are and to learn how powerful these energy centers are and how they guide our intuition. I just think in my own lifetime, I can't imagine what would have happened to me if I didn't learn about my chakras, how to balance them, how to cleanse them, and how to really connect with them. Okay, we've got a few more chakras to go. So these are short steps, but each day I want to make sure that then you're going and really meditating and sitting with that chakra, connecting with the energy, and making sure they're clean and they're clear. No flat tires, no dirty debris. When you visualize these, just like you visualize the little Mickey Mouse on your hand or Smurf on your hand, you want to make sure that you're visualizing this beautiful, vibrant, bright color, and that it's all connected and working perfectly.